Good morning. Welcome to Oasis Community Church Online. I hope you can hear us. I hope you can see us. I'm really excited by this opportunity that we get to be together this morning just to pray and worship and declare the truth of who God is. I want to welcome you. We have got so many things that you can engage with during the service. This isn't just a live stream. This isn't just a few of us trying to lead this service. This is all of us together. And so there's a chat down there that you can connect with each other through. Please chat away. We're worshiping together. If you feel you get a scripture, you can share that there. If you get what you think might be a word from God, please share that there. We want to encourage everybody to be involved. There's a little prayer request button. You can hit that and it will send a prayer request straight through to us. And we can be praying for you. If you want that to be anonymous, you can just put anonymous in the feed. But we're gonna start by singing and declaring the truth of who God is. So I just want to read Psalm 63 just before we start. Before we start to sing together, the words will come up on the screen so we can worship together. But Psalm 63 says this: it says, "God, you are my God. I eagerly seek you. I thirst for you. My body faints in a land that is dry, desolate, and without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. My lips will glorify you because your faithful love is better than life. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will bless your name. I will lift up my hands. You satisfy me with rich food. My mouth will praise you with joyful lips." So church, we're going to stand. If you're able to, you can stand, you can move around, you can walk around, you can jump around, you can do what you want as a family. We're going to sing together and glorify God. So I want to thank all the people that have been involved in getting this working. Ben and Vicky are going to lead us in worship this week. Ben and Vicky, you may not have seen before, but they used to lead worship for us a number of years ago. So it's great to have them back leading for us this Sunday. We've got Ian with us as well. And Phil is frantically doing stuff on the technical stuff in the background. So come on, let's worship together. Ben, Vicky, will you lead us as we sing together?
The power of sin and darkness, his love is mighty and so much stronger. The King of glory, the King above all kings, who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. That I would be set free. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Brings my chaos back into order, who makes the orphan a son and daughter. The King of glory, the King of glory, who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. Oh, this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. That I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. 'Cause worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross. You laid down your life, that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I've seen for all that you've done for me. Jesus, we come here this morning and we sing because of your goodness. We sing because of everything that you've done for us this week. Father, we choose, rather than to focus on the negative, we choose to focus on the positive. Imagine how people have gathered. Father, you've seen hearts that have cried out and poured out to you. Lord, it says in your word that we should love our neighbor as ourselves. And Father, that is exactly what we have seen. We've seen you, we've seen your spirit. And Lord, we just want to declare your praise with such a grateful and a thankful heart this morning. Thank you, Lord. Because you're so worthy. You're so worthy. You're worthy of every song we could ever sing. You're worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. You're worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever say, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Oh, we live for you. And holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside you. Open up. God, I look to you.
Lord is my light, and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I dread? When evildoers come against me, devour my flesh. My foes and my enemies stumbled and fell. Though an army deploys against me, my heart will not be afraid. Though a war breaks out against me, I will still be confident. Just over the next few minutes, we're going to spend some time praying for our nation and the people in our communities who are gripped by fear. You know, you've seen all the news notices and all the commentaries and comments, no doubt, on social media where people are easily gripped by fear. And so what is it for us as God's people that enables us to speak with great confidence and clarity and courage? Not that we dismiss the seriousness and the anxiety that's caused by such things, but what enables us to be able to speak with this great confidence? Well, it's the fact that our God reigns. He rules and reigns over all things. There's nothing that happens that escapes his attention. While we wouldn't say God causes it or allows it, in that respect, we've got to say that in these moments, God might want to be doing something in the midst of us as his people, but also in the communities that we live in. And so maybe just as Ben and keeps playing, and maybe Vicky will begin to speak out prophetically over that and just sing over us. Let's begin to pray and to worship and ask God to break through in these moments, that fear wouldn't reign, but faith would arise, and that people would encounter Jesus in fresh ways in this day. So let's just spend a few minutes with them. Thank you.
Lamentations 3:55 says, I called on your name, Lord, in the depths of the pit, you heard my plea. Do not ignore my cry for relief. You came near whenever I called you. You said, do not be afraid. See, God, we want to thank you that you hear our cry. We want to thank you that as we sing a song, a declaration of us being no longer slaves to fear, it's not just wishful thinking, it's not just a cry of hope, it's a cry of faith. Knowing that, God, we can come to you. We can come to you in this moment when many of us feel fearful. We can say, God, will you pour out your perfect love? I just wonder right now, if you're one of those people that right now, this circumstance, this situation is shaking you, I'll encourage you, just where you're sat right now, let's just put our hands out in front of us. We do this a lot in churches. Let's put our hands out in front of us. I'm going to ask right now, Spirit of God, will you, as we hold out that fear, those feelings, those emotions, God, as we hold them before you, God, will you come and transform? Will you bring a peace? Lord, will you bring a faith? Lord, as we declare that you are the rock on which we stand, the word says that you hear us. When we cry to you, you hear us. And your response when you call out is, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Lamentations 3 goes on and says, you championed my cause, Lord. You redeemed my life. God, we thank you. You are the champion of our life. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you paid the price. That we can know life. So, Spirit of God, will you pour out that life right now? Pour out that life. We get the joy of knowing that we are your children and you are our Father.
In this place, come Holy Spirit. dry bones awaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Oh, oh, Spirit move, God. Spirit move among your people. Peace, bring it all to peace. The storm surrounding me, let it break. At your name is still, call the sea to still, the raging me to still, every wave. At your name, it's Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, we silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, to breathe. Call these bones to live. Call these lungs to sing once again. I will praise and breathe. Call these bones to live. Call these lungs to sing once again. I will praise Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, your name is a light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is alive, forever living.
Some prayer requests through, just while we keep playing and keep praying and keep singing, just as we sing those words, you silence fear, you make the darkness tremble. I'm aware that COVID-19 has kind of swamped everything, but then there's also people that have got illnesses alongside this that are needing to go into hospital for various things, and going into a space and a place is where the sick and those that have got COVID-19 are going to. We've had a prayer request for Caleb, who's 8 and has leukemia. He's been taken to hospital, suffering with pneumonia. He's been tested also for COVID-19. And it was thought that he didn't have that, but it may have changed overnight. So Lord, we just bring Caleb to you right now. Little 8-year-old boy with leukemia. Lord, we pray that you would heal him of that blood cancer right now. We pray healing into his life right now in Jesus' name. Wherever Caleb is right now, whichever hospital he is in, will your spirit fall, will the darkness flee? Will you bring peace to him and wholeness and healing? Lord, as he's being tested right now, will we pray be with him and his family, that that virus would not go near him and would not affect his body. Give him the strength that he needs. We've also got another prayer request for Lugier's brother-in-law, John, has been diagnosed with another blood cancer, a rare form of blood cancer. He's awaiting confirmation as he needs to self-isolate. Throughout the time, he's been feeling stressed and unsettled. God, we pray for John right now. His life expectancy has been reduced down to 10 years, and now this virus threatens his stability even more on that. Lord, I pray that he would turn to you. Lord, I pray this would be a moment when he sees what his life is built upon. Pray for, I think it's his wife, Kate, and it's Samuel and Martha, Lord. We just pray for that whole family. Lord, for Mark and Lou as well, as the light they are into that darkness. Lord, I pray that through them your light would shine and the darkness would be dispelled. The hope that is in those of us that trust in you would shine brightly in these circumstances. God, I know someone a minute ago on the chat put about Hebrews and the ministering angels. Lord, I pray you'd send those angels to minister to these families, to these children that are suffering. God, will you bring your wholeness, bring your life. Lord, for those that COVID-19 is just an addition to the struggle that they already have, Lord, reveal yourself. Pour out your presence. The fear that surrounds, that we've been praying into, that we don't need to be slaves to fear, that fear doesn't need to control our lives. And another prayer request with somebody from our church that's engaged with a friend who's feeling very emotional with all that they're going through. Lord, pray for those that we've been with. Lord, for those that are still working, Lord, see people praying for the NHS. Lord, we pray for those staff on the front line. We ask, Spirit of God, will you protect them? Will you give them wisdom, Lord, to fight this? And Lord, just while we were praying, as those of us that were praying for this service, we just felt we wanted to pray for faith, not fear, but also breath, not death. So we're going to go in, we're going to start praying that people's lungs would be filled. The Spirit of God in Scripture, the Spirit is seen as breath, the breath of God. We see that Jesus breathes on his disciples, that God breathed into humanity at the start of creation. The Spirit being breathed into us. And so we're going to pray the breath of God into those that right now are on ventilators. Right now, it's been linked with our church over these last few weeks. He's in hospital, needing assisting with his breathing. Lord, we just pray for all those people that are on the ventilators and on the breath, the oxygen. We pray right now, Spirit of God, will you breathe into them? Will you breathe life into them? Lord, those that we know and are connected with right now, that maybe at one point in the future we can say, at this point we were praying, and that's when they can turn around and say, that's when I received breath. That's when I felt my lungs get strengthened. This virus weakened. So Lord, we pray right now. We pray for your breath, your Spirit to fall. Come, Holy Spirit. Pour out your breath.
Breathe your life again. Breathe your life again. Into our nation, into the people in our communities and our friends and our families who are suffering at this moment in time. We ask that you, the Spirit of God, you breathe new life. Breathe new life. Thank you.
singing that song, I'm reminded of Ezekiel 37, that valley of the dry bones, that prophecy, that moment of that vision, sorry, of that valley of dry bones. God saying, prophesy into those bones breath. Prophesy into those bones life. Because I'll put tendons and make flesh, and I'll cover you with skin. I'll put breath in you so that you will come to life. And in that verse 14, it says, I will put my spirit in you and you will live. Just as we make that declaration, as we sing that song. Just believe and pray right now that the Spirit God is flowing into people's lives and they will live. Just think right now of those people that you know that are high risk. Maybe those come to your mind right now that you're worried for. Let's just make that declaration. Let's speak that out. Pour out your spirit upon them, Lord, and they will live. Those family members that are sick. Those people that are still working on the front line. Put your spirit in them, Lord, and they will live. Let's just sing that bridge again. Let's just sing that refrain again and just make that a declaration. Make that a declaration for the people that we know.
And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. Prophesy to the bones. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. The earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you. So good, there is none like you. Hallelujah. Give us breath, Lord. Pour out your breath, Lord. Overflow. Father, where there's tanks of oxygen, may there be tanks of your spirit, Lord. Breathe deep of your redeeming and healing love. Only you, Lord, only you give breath, Jesus. Only you give breath, Lord. We're crying out to you, Jesus, for our loved one. For our loved one. Cause all the earth will shout your praise, our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise, our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord.
Great are you, Lord.
And if you can just keep eyeing up, great. And just as we are as reflecting on what John has shared really regarding the breath of God, the life of God, and the reflection of the valley of dry bones, I do wonder whether the Lord is wanting to put the dryness and the lifelessness of our systems and our structures and our patterns and our behavior, you know, people that we know that physically alive, but you know, many are spiritually dead and dry. And I guess our prayer is that in these days that God would awaken hearts and minds to something more, that they would begin to step into the reality if your God is not because we can do it in our own self or an ability or own power, but because the Lord wants to pour out some new wine. And just earlier this week I was reflecting on that passage in John 2 where Jesus is at the wedding in Cana and the wine has run dry. And one commentator was suggesting that was reflective of the dryness of Judaism, of the spirituality of the day, that it was running out, it wasn't able to satisfy. And here Jesus comes and he quietly in the hidden place just pours out new wine into these containers. And it may be that today, as we gather online, as we're here worshiping together, that we would experience something of a new wine being poured out into us, a freshness of the Spirit for mission and intimacy and connection, but also that it would flow out into our communities and the people in which we long to see encounter Jesus in fresh ways. And so I guess when we reference this breathing of the breath of God, the Spirit of God breathing, He initiates life. And so maybe we could just spend the next couple of minutes just praying for those people in our next door neighbours, in our communities, in our workspaces, wherever it is that we just long to see encounter the life of Christ. So Lord, we thank you for your mercy, your goodness, and your kindness. Lord, we long to see people encounter you. It's your desire, Lord, to see a new life in our communities. And so, Lord, in this season, where it seems like everything is changing, Lord, may we be people who are confident in you because we're not afraid, but Lord, that we speak the life of Christ because it flows from the very most, the innermost parts of who we are. So, Lord, would you do a new thing? And so, please, maybe you can think about those people on your streets, your neighbours. You know, those names, begin to call out to God for them, that His life might flow into theirs, that they may their just become alive in Him. Jesus. Just as Ben keeps playing, just begin to speak out those names, your names of your friends, your names of your family. God, from the hearts of God. For their hearts, Lord, that your gospel may land on good soil of their hearts. A new life come. May your new life come, Lord. Your life flow. come, Lord Jesus. Pour out your spirit fresh. Pour out your spirit fresh on this land, O Lord. Pour out your spirit in you, O God. We ask in Jesus' name. We ask in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Come afresh on this nation, O Lord, in power and might, that your life might flood. Salvation may spring up, wells of salvation spring up, people encountering you, Jesus, in your precious name, in your precious name, O Lord.
Make a declaration that you are enough. You're not just enough, you are more than enough. You are everything we need. So we cling on to you, we hold on to you. Church, it's been great to be online. It's been brilliant to be together. We're going to do this probably every week. We're looking at potentially the last Sunday of the month having a celebration together where we all come on Zoom together and we can see each other and we can share some good stories of what God is doing. But each week, come here 10:30, and we're going to worship together. We're going to pray together. All of our teaching has been shifted into our connect groups. So if you want to be part of a connect group, send a message through the chat. You can email us admin@occlife.stratford.org.uk if you want to be part of one of those. Also, can I encourage you, if you're able to, there is a link to give at the top here. If you would normally give at one of our Sunday services, then you can give through that link. We're going to make that as easy as we can over the coming week, just because we want to be able to facilitate serving and helping those that are really struggling at this time. And so if you're able to give, please do. But we're going to end this service together. We're going to sing In Christ Alone, on this solid rock that we stand, In Christ Alone, My Hope Is Found. So guys, thanks so much for being with us. Thanks so much for those that have made this morning happen. God's good, and we're going to keep declaring it and keep singing that out and praying that out. So Ben, Vicky, will you lead us as we finish?
Jesus commands my destiny.